Without shame, without apprehension, without any sense of anxiety whatsoever, she even took me into Victoria's secret with her. It was the first time in my entire life that I'd seen that type of femininity up close. It was mind-opening. I must have freaked some people out because I was obsessed with touching everything. It's like the first time you stay at a really fancy hotel. The sheets, the soaps, the lotions, the fancy chairs, the tile, the shower, the vanity, every single detail strikes you as incredible, as surreal, as something you've grown up with seeing in movies, but never had access to. For those brief moments, I was over the moon. I was over the stars. I was beyond the universe and had ascended to a multiversal plane, somewhere beyond space-time, to a galactic layer where there were no more rules, no more despair, only hope. It was ecstasy. I was high, tripping on my newfound gender freedom and perhaps some chemical fumes from the cheap dyes. But like any good trip, it had to come to an end. The thrill faded because, as happy as I was to be in those women's stores, my existence there was still second class. I was only granted unstigmatized access to those stores under the aegis of a female companion.